Welcome to the J.J. Knitting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. J.J. Knitting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm John Bain with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Abe Miller, member of the Brighton Chamber of Commerce and also a member of Brighton's Lions Club, talking about Brighton Whoopie Days. Abe, welcome to the program.
Thank you so very much.
Tell us what's going to be going on.
Well, on Friday, it starts out with kind of introducing the Grand Marshal at 5:30. There's a concession stand that'll be open there for that the Brighton Lions take care of. And then at 5:30, after introduction of the Grand Marshal, I actually will be playing for an hour. It's called Hometown Harmony down at the City Park stage. And then at 7 o'clock, we have the Bill Riley Talent Show that we have at the City Park there.
And what exactly is the Bill Riley Talent Show?
Anyway, they audition for their talents, obviously, and then the winner goes to the Iowa State Fair to participate in the Bill Riley Talent Show there.
Well, that's pretty exciting. Hey, I wanted to follow up with you, too, the Grand Marshal introduction. Now, is that a surprise, or do we know who the Grand Marshal is?
That is a surprise,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, that we'll look forward to that.
Yeah, that's at 5:30, yes.
5:30 on Friday, June 17th.
Yep.
Okay. Well, tell me more. What's going on Saturday?
Well, Saturday morning, we start out with a whoopee walk. They all meet at 7 o'clock up at City Hall. Anybody wants to go on a walk, there's a walk. I don't even know for sure how long it lasts, but they have a walk at 7. A tractor ride to Lake Darling at 7. Then the Lions Breakfast, which has been very popular over the years, is from 7 to 9. And then we have vendors that are open from 8 to 4.
And the Lions Breakfast, it will be at the City Hall Community Center, correct?
That will be at City Hall Community Center, yep.
Okay.
And then our parade, of course, is at 10 o'clock. Anybody who wants to line up for the parade can line up between 8:30 and 9:30, and then the parade at 10 o'clock. And then we serve a lunch at from about 11 till 2 at our concession stand there at the City Park again that the Brighton Lions participate with. And then in the afternoon, Saturday afternoon, of course, then there's the Mud Run. The Mud Run starts at 1 o'clock, and that's always been a pretty popular event.
Now, with the weather as strange as it is sometimes, where we're extremely hot and no rain for days and then sometimes rain, what if it's been just dry the rest of the week? How are you going to get the mud? Where's that coming from?
Well, we have the Brighton Fire Department is taking care of the mud. They started yesterday to make sure that we have plenty of mud.
Wow.
They fill the area up with water and let it soak in, and they do that every day, I believe, as it needs it.
So you've got a couple, two or three mud experts on the fire department.
Absolutely, no. Yes. And we have a gentleman that's been, I believe he's been managing the mud run for, I believe, at least 25 years now, the same person. So.
Well, he should have like a special badge or something.
He does. He got one last year.
No, did he?
Yes, he did.
Great. You whoopee days, folks, you don't miss out on a thing, do you?
I tell you what, we have some great people that are helping to organize all this and try to keep it all together, and it makes it easier. The more people we have involved, obviously, the better it seems to be. We just have more ideas, and things just run smooth.
One thing I failed to mention earlier, you also have something going on Sunday, June 19th.
Yes, I got one more item for Saturday.
Oh, please.
From 2 to 4, we have an open mic at our City Park stage, and that's for anybody that would like to come show us their talents or, you know, display their talents that they have, no matter what it is.
Okay.
From 2 to 4, they can do that. And then Sunday morning, yes, Sunday morning, we have services in the park, and that's at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I play on a small worship team, and we got elected to play this year for that also. So it's always a great event to have all the local churches participate in that.
Now, also on back to Saturday night, I would really be remiss if I didn't mention that you're going to have Aces and Eights playing.
Oh,
at
absolutely.
Stage.
I had that one marked here yet to talk about that one. Yes. Aces and Eights, which is, in my book, an awesome band in the local area here. And they play from 5 to 9 at the pavilion there at the band stage at the city park. Yes. And then from 8 to 12, of course, is its brass parrot commanders also.
When you think back and when you look ahead, what is your favorite part of Whoopee Days?
I think probably my favorite part is the Bill Riley show, the talent contest. I think that's just absolutely one of the neatest things that we can do for our younger people that want to participate in celebrations like that. And obviously I like the bands. I like all of it, but I think if I had to pick one item, it would be the Bill Riley Talent Show.
And that is going to take place at 7 o'clock on Friday, June 17th at the City Park stage.
Yep.
Well, Abe, I really appreciate you being with us today. Is there anything I should have asked you that I didn't?
Not necessarily that I can think of. However, I just want to thank all our sponsors too, because we have a lot of sponsors.
That was Abe Miller, member of Brighton Chamber of Commerce and member of Brighton Lions Club, talking about Whoopee Days. Joining us on today's J.J. Nichting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. J.J. Nichting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm John Bain with KCII News.